Milwaukee Bucks hanging by a thread, down 3-1 in their opening round NBA playoff series to the Indiana Pacers. We're back at home tonight for an 8:30 tip at Fiserv Forum. Friend of the program and two-time Sports Writer of the Year, Lori Nickel, is on the line with us this morning. Lori, it's so cliche. Players say it all the time when they have nothing else to say, one game at a time. But let's not even, I guess, begin to discuss whether or not we can win the series. And how about can we win a game tonight?
You know, it's kind of ironic. Let's have an 8:30 p.m. tip-off for one of the oldest teams in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks, going against the Indiana Pacers, one of the fastest and most athletic. Greg Hill, just before, said, please uplift the Bucks fans, and I can't do it. I just can't.
Oh, no.
So why? Okay, so let's go through. Dame and Giannis both likely out tonight. Yeah. Do you hear anything or any chance that either of those two would play?
You know, that's getting interesting, though, to me, because Doc Rivers keeps talking about, you know, this is the most that Giannis Antetokounmpo has done, you know, in practice, and then you get these kind of contradicting reports from Shams. So Giannis passed the 2-week window with that soleus calf strain. But I don't know that that means anything. Again, you and I talked about this a month and a half ago, you know, when he had several injuries on that leg. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know that they know if they're playing it day by day, hour by hour. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he came out, to play tonight. But the thing is, the Pacers are super physical, super aggressive. When they lost game one, the only thing they talked about is how they're going to play with moxie and they're going to play physical and they're going to play aggressive. Do you want to bring back Dame or Giannis in that kind of situation and possibly risk another injury or something? I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
It is amazing that's worked. That idea of having moxie has gotten under the skin. I mean, I was so fired up for the idea of Bobby Portis and Pat Beverly, two guys that just annoy the absolute, you know what, out of any player. And it's the tides have turned. It's all the Pacers getting under the skin of all our guys.
That is so perfectly said. I mean, that used to be the Milwaukee Bucks calling card. And that used to be how they played 1 through 5. And you'll still see spurts of that. I mean, Brooke Lopez is holding his spots down. He's not getting pushed around. But it is interesting that, you know, both the Boston Celtics in years past and now the Indiana Pacers, not only they're looking for a little bit of a fight. You know, the Pacers want to get under their skin both mentally and then they want to get into shoving matches. That is kind of how they play anyway, but that's really how they play against the Bucks. And you see fleeting moments of that with the Bucks, but it's not consistent. And that's not on the coaches. I just don't really know what the change is there, except for, you know, two of the five starters are new and they're not really known for playing that way this year.
Lori Nickel from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the line with us this morning. You had a really nice piece on Chris Middleton, who has risen up in certainly the last couple of games in this series, and some particulars about his shooting style and how he can be so good. Going to need Chris tonight.
You know, and you can count on him. I don't know if you're going to get 42 points out of him, but
how about
75?
Can we get 75?
Yeah. Right. I know you guys. I expect to see some of the young Bucks play tonight. Just if they're building and looking forward to the future. No, I'm not saying that they're doing that. You know, they're still competitive, but yeah, Chris has been just stability for this team. When he's not hurt, he has provided that, and he's a really good defender still too. I didn't even get into that aspect. But you can count on his scoring, you know, unless the Pacers triple team him, and then the Bucks are really in trouble.
All right, so next week we're either doing a post-mortem or it's on to the next series. Who knows?
Yeah, I think we might kind of know. I hate to say it.
All right, we'll brush up on your Packers then. Thanks, Lori. We'll talk next week.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Breaking and everybody shaking, 'cause we're staying alive, staying alive. Ah, 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 ah.
All right already.